Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Opening statements in Trump case.
The trial actually begins.
Some Israeli troops under fire.
The unit could be blacklisted.
Supreme Court debate.
What do we do with homeless?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Opening statements today in the first ever criminal trial of a former president of the United States. CBS's Robert Costa is covering the Trump hush money case.
Prosecutors begin laying out the case against former President Trump this morning. The jury, made up of 7 men and 5 women plus 6 alternates, took just a week to seat.
The judge wants us to go as fast as possible.
Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He's accused of using his former lawyer Michael Cohen to funnel payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump denies any wrongdoing and has said he's willing to take the stand.
Yeah, I would testify, absolutely.
The prosecution's witness list includes not only Cohen and Daniels, but also former Trump aide Hope Hicks and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who is expected to be called first to testify about the alleged catch-and-kill scheme to purchase and prevent the circulation of negative Trump stories.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
There are studies that say that 80% of jurors' minds are made up at the end of opening statements. And it's very difficult to change someone's mind if they've made that initial decision.
In Trump's civil fraud case in New York, the state attorney general has filed a memorandum of opposition to the company holding the $175 million bond. The insurer will have to show it is qualified and financially strong enough to issue the guarantee. Well, the U.S. is considering the unprecedented step of sanctioning some members of Israel's military for alleged human rights violations dating back to 2022. This comes amid a general strike yesterday by Palestinians in the West Bank to protest an Israeli raid on a refugee camp. And CBS's Deborah Pata tells us there's been a new attack on Jewish civilians in Jerusalem.
The car plowed into 3 ultra-Orthodox pedestrians in Jerusalem this morning. 2 young men then attempt to open fire, but their weapons jam. Nobody was seriously injured, and police say they've arrested 2 Palestinians in connection with the attack. The incident comes as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lashed out over reports of possible U.S. sanctions against an Israel Defense Force battalion accused of human rights abuses in the West Bank. If anyone thinks they can impose sanctions on an IDF unit, said Netanyahu, I will fight it with all my strength. During the mission, Israeli bulldozers smashed through homes and shops, tore up roads, severed pumps and power lines, cutting off electricity and water.
All classes are online today at New York's Columbia University as pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on and near campus.
They're putting their professions on the line, their physical well-being, their mental well-being on the line in support of a cause that they know is just, which is Palestinian freedom in our lifetime.
Last night, tents were set up on the quad. Police had taken down a previous encampment. Some reported anti-Semitic incidents near campus prompted the White House to say any, quote, physical intimidation targeting the Jewish community is unconscionable. President Biden's urging the Senate to move quickly to pass foreign aid legislation that cleared the House over the weekend. The bills provide $95 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Pacific allies. Political scientist Larry Sabato says now the challenge for House Speaker Mike Johnson is keeping his job. He's under fire from far-right members of his own party.
He will probably retain the position, even if that motion comes to the fore and must be voted upon. because he's going to have the support of most Republicans, but also a sizable number of Democrats who can enable Johnson to overcome the opposition of his own hard right in the GOP caucus.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The U.S. Supreme Court will consider today whether banning homeless people from sleeping outside when shelter space is lacking amounts to cruel and unusual punishments. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says the case originated in Grants Pass, Oregon.
It's being argued that penalizing people for being on the streets with blankets violates the Eighth Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. But the city is saying that the Eighth Amendment doesn't apply at all because this isn't a sentence. It's not a penalty. It's simply an effort to keep the streets safe.
Terry Anderson, the Associated Press reporter who was one of America's longest held hostages, has died, according to his daughter. Anderson was seized in Lebanon in 1985 and was released in 1991, almost 7 years later.
Ooh, you can't imagine how glad I am to see you.
Anderson, who struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder, won millions in frozen Iranian assets after a court ruling, then lost most of it to bad investments. He was 76 years old. A new CBS News poll sizes things up on this Earth Day. Jennifer DePinto is our deputy director of surveys.
Views on climate change continue to be related to political partisanship, as they long have been. 74% of Democrats say climate change needs to be addressed right now, compared to just 29% of Republicans who say that. And age is a factor, too. Younger Americans, including younger Republicans, are more likely than those who are older to say the U.S. needs to take steps to help reduce climate change.
Pro golfer Nelly Korda has joined select company on the LPGA Tour, winning her record-tying fifth straight tournament. A two-shot win in the Chevron Championship in Texas. Only Nancy Lopez and Annika Sorenstam had done that previously. Well, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us about the new inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Cher is among the eight acts in this year's Hall of Fame performers class, so is Black Sabbath's founder, Ozzy Osbourne.
Mr. Crowley.
Foreigner and Mary J. Blige make the cut, too.
Everybody get on now.
Others, Peter Frampton, the Dave Matthews Band, Kool & the Gang, and A Tribe Called Quest. The induction ceremony will be held October 19th in Cleveland.
60 years ago today, Disney's It's a Small World ride debuted at the New York World's Fair.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Passover begins tonight.
Israelis will gather to celebrate the Passover Seder, the ritual meal that marks the freedom of the Jewish people from slavery in Egypt. Rachel Goldberg Poland's son Hirsch has been held in Hamas captivity for almost 200 days.
All of the symbolic things that we do at the Seder will take on a much more profound and deep meaning this year. The bread of affliction, the bitter herbs, the salt water that represents the tears of the Jewish people when they were in captivity in slavery.
Many Israelis will leave an empty chair at their tables to remind them of the hostages. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
More price cuts at Tesla. The full self-driving feature, which still needs human help, has been cut to $8,000 from $12,000. The move just days after Tesla slashed $2,000 off three of its five U.S. models. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kaifin, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.